ABC Radio Australia.
Today, the eyes of Tonga turn to the remote island of Vava'u in the country's north, where months of political tension looks set to reach an endpoint. King Tupou VI is set to meet with his advisers, the Privy Council, in a crucial meeting that will likely decide the fate of Prime Minister Seausi Sovaleni and some of his senior ministers. ABC's Tonga reporter Marion Kupu has been closely following the story. Now she joins us live from Vava'u with RSA Malo e Tauma e Pomponini. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Marion. Gosh, what is the atmosphere like ahead of this meeting?
Well, Agnes, Vava'u people have that loyalty and pride, taking it to a different level than the rest of the Tongans here in Tonga. And I think that's why His Majesty chose Vava'u to have this very, very important meeting, which will happen in a few hours' time. The atmosphere here in Vava'u is very calm and quiet. Everybody is awaiting with the results. Though it's not practice for such meeting to send us press releases or whatnot, but everyone here in Vava'u knows that there is a meeting here in the Vava'u, and they're respecting it. And of course, the pride of being Tongan is always on top of the roof, especially when the king is here in Vava'u.
Mm. Yeah, no surprises there with the way that our people would react to this. Marion, now for our listeners who may be just a little bit unaware, can you give us some background on how we got to this point? And the only reason I ask that is because there have been rumours this week that the Prime Minister, Seausi Sovaleni, has already resigned as Defence Minister, as per the wishes of the King, through the Privy Councils, even along with Foreign Minister Fekita Utuikamanu. Has there been proper confirmation of this speculation?
Agnes, for the moment, they are exactly just that, rumours. And neither side have confirmed whether the Prime Minister or the Foreign Minister have resigned. We do note that following the judicial apology by the Prime Minister and the Cabinet Ministers, including the Foreign Minister to His Majesty in Niue, that the Prime Minister was invited to join the next meeting of His Majesty and the Privy Council. Now, that meeting is taking place here in Vava'u today, as mentioned. Now, the Prime Minister does not sit in the Privy Council. That is something that everybody should know and be aware of. The Prime Minister, or any Prime Minister, does not sit in a Privy Council meeting. But this invitation was taken as a positive development that His Majesty was willing to talk things through the Prime Minister as a way forward. Now, it is also important to note that in the traditional Tongan apology, what happens is that one is expected to say sorry, regardless of whether they're right or wrong. And we can say that if the resignation are indeed true, they were made in line with such custom. Now, the decision, therefore, is the king on whether to accept it or not. That will be made clear today in the Privy Council meeting.
All right, thank you for clarifying that. Have you just joined us here on Pacific Beat with speaking to our ABC reporter in Tonga, specifically Vava'u, Marion Kupu, on this political fate of Prime Minister Seausi Sovaleni. Marion, tell us, who is going to be at the meeting today and what is expected to happen? Because I know some political watchers in Tonga say this whole current political stalemate has put the spotlight squarely back on the constitution and even the extent of the king's power in Tonga. Has there been much discussion in Tonga about this?
Just to be aware, I talked to some of the officials here in Vava'u. The last Privy Council meeting that was held here in Vava'u was in 2010. That's during King George V's fifth time. And this is, mind you, the reform or the transformation or to a more democratic government since 2010. And now, this is after 14 years later, then the talk is back here in Vava'u. Now, that's just a significant on itself. Present in the meeting, of course, for the Privy Council meeting are supposedly the seven members of the Privy Councils, which also include Aggie, the husband of the foreign minister, Fekita Utoikamanu. Siosiua Utoikamanu is one of the members of the Privy Council, together with the other members, which also include Lord Raymond Dalgetty. We also have Lord Tangi and two president members, president from the churches here in Tonga. Today, there have been confirmation that only four of the seven members are here in Wawa'u, which are the Lord Dalgetty. We have Lord Tangi, a former Minister of Health for Tonga, and we have the President of the Church of Tonga, Reverend Semisi Fonua, and also Dr. Ana Taufeulungaki, former Minister of Education. These four people are here in Tonga. Absent are also Fekita Utoikamanu's husband, together with Brigadier Lord Fialakepa and the President of the Free Western Church, Reverend Dr. Tevita Havea. Now, one of the important things that we should also note is present also is the Lord Privy Seal, William Malolo, who is also the Secretary for Foreign Affairs and the author of the leaked Privy Council decision, which expressed His Majesty's loss of confidence in the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister. The question many are starting to ask now is that the Lord Privy Seal's role is what's the Lord Privy Seal's role in this whole political calamity? Now, someone who is widely known for his aversion of the Foreign Minister. Furthermore, Aggie, is there are eyebrows are being raised today because while he is here in Wawa'u at the back of His Majesty, the court in Nuku'alofa will hear today a judicial review that he applied to review the lawfulness of the Public Service Commission appointing of the acting CEO for Foreign Affairs. Now, but perhaps most obviously is the Prime Minister's absence of the council meeting. And as I mentioned before, following the traditional apology, it was understood that he would join today's Privy Council meeting and a positive sign indicating that His Majesty was willing to talk. However, we understand that the Prime Minister was told that he was not needed at today's Privy Council meeting. What many don't realize is that over 2 years since the appointment of Prime Minister Sovaleni, he has been seeking audience with His Majesty and has been declined every single time. The audience in Niue was more than just historic because it has welcomed development and it was a sign of positive strides forward. The Prime Minister is again being denied access to His Majesty today, clearly indicating that we are going back to square one with no opportunity to be heard by His Majesty. So yes, there are political watchers are saying the political stalemate has put the spotlight back on the Constitution and the extent of the King's power. While we can expect His Majesty and the Privy Council to deliberate today on the government matters, including his decision over the traditional apology. Now, if there were a resignation, Aggie, and if the King accepts, people will be asking many questions also, but the two most important ones will be, first, who will fill in those ministerial portfolios? Second, to what extent does the King have power over the government? I mean, are we returning Tonga to the pre-2010, where the King has absolute power in appointing his own cabinet ministers? And if so, many will say this is a very sad day for democracy.
And that is something that we will wait with bated breath. Marion, we really appreciate you joining us this morning. And look, I have to ask, because you are on the land of my family in Wawa'u, I have to ask, and I know we've kept you busy with all the work trying to cover this story. And you know, Wawa'u was, you know, renowned for its beautiful islands and whale watching, which I know it's not even whale watching season yet, but have you managed to explore any of the islands while you've been there following the story?
You know, when you say whale watching, Wawa'u is best place to be watching the whales and even swim with the whales, which the whale season are in June, between June and October. But the best time to swim with the whales, it's August, September. So talking to the locals here, Aggie, most of the hotels and the motels have been fully booked since last year. So if you're thinking of coming here to Vavao, you better hurry up because the accommodations here have been fully booked. We're talking between June and October, but most likely most of the tourists are booking for August, September. And yes, I have driven around the islands here off Vavao. I love the fact that it's not disturbed, developed and disturbed, I would rather say, because the scenery, the natural scenery itself is just beautiful. You know, we have mountains here in Vavao, not in the main island, but here in Vavao, it's just so beautiful. The water is so calm. And, you know, there's the slang, you know, there's a slang, a word that also describes Vavao is Fata Fata Mafana, which literally means warm heart. And that means, I know you are Vavao. And Aggie, you know, when you're Mafana, when you have that very loyalty and the pride in you, you just go the extra mile with being happy and being proud of being Tonga and Vavao especially.
Well, all I can say is you probably have one of the nicest backgrounds there for the meeting that you're about to cover this today, Marion. But look, we just want to say Malo Pito. Thank you for covering it. Nice little plug there about the village there. But we'll catch up again.
Thank you very much, Agnes. Ofatu.
Ofatu. That is our ABC reporter in Vavao, Marion Kupu.